KPFK 90.7 FM and kpfk.org. Stay tuned for Brad Friedman up next.
Everybody wants to rule the world, but nobody wants to clean it up. Man. Hey, welcome to the Bradcast, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Friedman here, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, an all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com, drafted into duty once again here this afternoon to be your broadcast media with some breaking news. We're going to have breaking news coverage throughout this half hour. So glad you could join us here. We had planned to talk about, the mess in the Gulf, the BP mess, the Deepwater Horizon explosion that occurred 1 year ago today, forever linking itself with Earth Day, which is this Friday, when eventually the Deepwater Horizon sunk, and the mess that continues out there in the Gulf. We were going to talk about that, but as usual, the environment takes a backseat to everything else, doesn't it? We may get some time to discuss that in a bit here, but we do have breaking news tonight that we need to get to as soon as possible. Last week, we spoke about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The April 5th, 2011 election that had become a proxy battle between supporters of Governor Scott Walker and the GOP there and union supporters who oppose Walker's union stripping legislation, his attempt to legislate away rights from the people, rights from unions to collectively bargain. This Supreme Court race between Justice David Prosser and Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg became a proxy battle for that argument. The court is currently balanced 4-3 with Prosser sitting on it. Prosser, an avowed partisan, a former colleague of the governor's. A Republican who has vowed to show fealty, if you will, to the Republican agenda and to Scott Walker's agenda. Meanwhile, he's facing off against Kloppenburg, who had vowed to be judicially independent and follow the rule of law. Go figure. Union supporters had backed her, though she's an independent. And we had a hell of a barn burner race on April 5th, the night of the election, Tuesday night of the election. Just 204 votes had separated both of the candidates, with Kloppenburg, supported by the unions, leading by 204 votes out of 1.5 million cast. Then, shocking news just 2 days later, when Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Nicholas appeared in an evening press conference to say, oh, guess what? We just found 14,000 votes in the city of Brookfield. 14,000 votes that I forgot to include on election night in my election night tallies. And with those 14,000 votes in this heavily Republican area, David Prosser then took the lead in the election by some 7,500 votes. Now, we did a bit of investigating ourselves at bradblog.com and found that, in fact, those 14,000 votes do seem to be legitimate out of the city of Brookfield, because on the night of the election, Tuesday night, just after midnight, reporter Lisa Sink at the Brookfield Patch had reported those 14,000 votes and the exact same numbers that were reported by Kathy Nicholas, a former colleague of David Prosser's, a Republican activist herself. But the same numbers had been reported on Tuesday night by the city of Brookfield, if not the county of Waukesha. Nonetheless, Kathy Nicholas's explanation for why those numbers were withheld on election night don't make a lot of sense. She talked about not hitting the save button in Microsoft Access, though there is no save button in Microsoft Access. We still don't understand why it took almost 48 hours for her to announce the found votes. And a lot of questions have come up since in her past elections as well as with her election procedures. Well, over the last 2 weeks, the counties, the 72 counties across Wisconsin have been canvassing their votes, which doesn't mean counting them. It just means reconciling them with the number of people who signed in to vote and so forth. And the 7,316 vote spread that Prosser now enjoys above Kloppenburg entitles Kloppenburg to a recount, a statewide recount that would be paid for by the state. And she had until today, 5 p.m. Wisconsin time, to decide if she wanted that recount. And in fact, within the past hour, she has come forward with her announcement, with her decision about what she will do in taking a recount for this election that currently stands with a 7,316 vote lead out of 1.5 million cast. For the incumbent David Prosser, Kloppenburg made her decision at a dramatic press conference within the last hour. I believe we've got some audio clips of her intentions. Jeff?
Okay. Good afternoon to all of you. Today, my campaign is asking the Government Accountability Board to conduct a statewide recount. A statewide recount of votes in the April 5th election for Supreme Court. Today, I am also calling on the Government Accountability Board to appoint a special investigator to professionally, thoroughly, and completely investigate the actions and words of the Waukesha County Clerk.
So that's Wisconsin Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg speaking to supporters at a press conference today, announcing her intention to call for a statewide recount of all of the ballots across the entire state in this contentious Wisconsin Supreme Court election. She was unflinching in her call for this count. She has filed the paperwork, and she said that, in fact, she will ask for a hand count in a number of districts where anomalies have occurred in the vote count, including in Waukesha. And as you heard, she will ask the Government Accountability Board of Wisconsin, that is the state's election chief watchdog organization, she will ask them to call for a special investigator to investigate the work of Waukesha County's county clerk, Kathy Nicholas. We have a few more clips from that conference, and we're going to go to some folks standing by on the ground in Wisconsin who are at this conference. And I should note, by the way that Wisconsin works, they use paper ballots across the majority of the state, hand-marked paper ballots. That's the good news. The bad news is those hand-marked paper ballots are counted by electronic optical scan computers, optical scan machines made by Diebold, ESNS, Sequoia, all of those folks, and they are never checked for accuracy, despite the fact that we know that these op scan systems are often prone to failure. In some cases, they will give different results to the same. You can run the same ballot through the same machine three different times, they get three different results. As well, they can be easily manipulated to show any results, really, that you want in such a way that you would never know unless you bothered to count those paper ballots by hand. Wisconsin recount procedures allow that the paper ballots are counted by machine once again, the same machines that counted them the first time, unless the candidate gets a court order, and that court order would be needed to get a hand count and to assure that the machines actually counted the paper ballots correctly in the first place. Joanne Kloppenburg has said she will try for a hand count in a number of districts where anomalies were shown, but she will have to show to the court that such a hand count, you got to get a court order for this, believe it or not, to count our own ballots in public. You got to get a court order for this, and you have to show to the court that such a hand count would, in fact, have a likelihood of changing the results of the count as it currently stands. Jeff, let's get another clip or two from that press conference, and then we will go to some folks out there in Wisconsin. Jeff, I think you've got run that second clip you've got.
With a margin this small, less than 0.5%, the importance of every vote is magnified, and doubts about each vote are magnified as well. We are aware of anomalies that occurred around the state, an undervote in the cities of Milwaukee and Racine, the Waukesha County situation, reports of long lines and photocopied ballots in several counties, including Fond du Lac, and significant changes in the vote in Winnebago County. These anomalies are widespread, and that, coupled with their nature, necessitate a statewide recount.
Now, Kloppenburg supporters had been calling for this statewide recount, obviously, for the last 2 weeks. Kloppenburg has said she does not know what the results of the hand count will be. But that she said that the nature of the problems that have revealed themselves over the last couple of weeks, coupled with how close this race is, demand that it be hand counted, or at least that it be recounted, so that the supporters of both her and Prosser can have confidence in the election, in the results of the election, especially in Wisconsin, where we are going to see over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months rather, a number of recall elections taking place for Republican senators in the state house there, where they jammed through this union stripping agenda over the last month or two. Prosser, by the way, a month or two ago would have been a shoe-in for re-election to this 10-year term, until this thing became really a proxy battle, as I said, between the union supporters and supporters of Governor Scott Walker. On Monday, David Prosser came out and declared victory himself after the counties had been canvassed. He came out, he called it a decisive win. That, despite the margin of difference between him and Kloppenburg, is 0.488%. He called it a decisive win, and his campaign attorney said they would take any and every step to avoid a recount, which they called frivolous. Never mind that it's allowed by state law. Never mind that the state even pays for it if the margin is less than 0.5%. The attorney for the sitting justice on the Supreme Court said they would take every and any step, that's a quote, to keep this, quote, frivolous recount from going forward. Kloppenburg was not cowed by this when it came up in her press conference today.
Justice Prosser's representatives have called efforts to clear up questions about this election, quote unquote, a drama, and quote unquote, a circus. Actually, it's called American democracy.
Oh, I'm in love with her. Will you marry me, Joanne Kloppenburg? You're listening to Brad Friedman, by the way, right here on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, and 99.5 in Ridgecrest and China Lake, and of course, coast to coast and around the globe on kpfk.org. All right, I want to go to we just lost him. Okay, I was about to go to Buzz Davis. We're going to try to get him back on the phone. Buzz was actually met with Kloppenburg yesterday in her house, where he was delivering about 1,000 petitions to her of activists who were calling for her to press ahead with this recount, which she now has, having filed her paperwork. And when he delivered those petitions to Joanne Kloppenburg at her house, Ms. Kloppenburg actually invited him in, and they chatted for about 20 minutes last night. Buzz Davis was also at the press conference this afternoon. He obviously is a supporter of Joanne Kloppenburg. He's a former union organizer, a former state planner with Wisconsin, a former elected official. He was a city council member of Stoughton, Wisconsin, and a former member of the Dane County Board of Supervisors. Yeah, but what have you done lately, Buzz Davis? Hey, welcome to KPFK, sir. How are you?
Thank you very much, Brad. We've been working very hard for Joanne Kloppenburg for Supreme Court, and today she came through with flying colors. She will make hundreds of thousands of people in Wisconsin and across the United States very proud of at least one politician in our political system, and that's Kloppenburg.
Yeah, and she sure was, as I said, she was unflinching in coming out and saying, you know, essentially, she doesn't care what the results end up being. She wants to make sure that the results are accurate. What did you think of her words today at this press conference?
I was very pleased, and there must have been about 7 or 8 TV stations there, so the word will get out all over the state. And so, as you said, she requested that the state conduct a statewide recount, and then the second request was to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate, a special investigator to review thoroughly the Waukesha County voting. And then thirdly, she's supporting the state's request to the court, and the court is the only agency that can approve a hand tally, a recount which is conducted by human beings rather than a recount that's conducted by electronic machines. She is supporting the Government Accountability Board's request to the court to do the hand tally. One of the issues is whether it will be a hand tally of all the votes cast in the state or whether it will be only certain counties that are having problems. Of course, from our perspective, we urge and will be urging them as of tonight to have a hand tally of the entire vote in the state, and that's the only way that you can look at what the real vote results are compared to each of the jurisdictions' electronic votes, and we'll have a picture of how good the electronic system is in actual reporting out the actual results.
God love you, Buzz Davis. I just said that I was going to propose to Joanne Kloppenburg. I'm changing that. I'm going to propose to you, Buzz. I'm delighted that you guys are going to be keeping up the pressure out there in Wisconsin for hand count of all of the paper ballots cast across the state. I believe that's a must if the public is going to have any confidence in these results. We still will have questions about the chain of custody. Those ballots have been in the dark. Those paper ballots have been in the dark since election night.
Right.
We need to be able to document that the chain of custody for these ballots is secure.
That's correct. Chain of custody, plus they are all properly sealed, and there's a process to properly seal them, unseal them, count them, put them back in the bags. But what we're going to do, and we have to act fast, we're going to do another petition, which will be online, and the name of it will be Call for Hand Count in Wisconsin Supreme Court. I will do that tonight. We gathered 2,000 signatures in 48 hours on a request that was to Joanne Kloppenburg for requesting recount. And then, so this one has to be to the Government Accountability Board, and they have like 3 or 5 days to submit their case to the court, and the court will decide whether they have a strong enough case for the court to require a hand count in certain counties or the entire state.
Now, Buzz, you had mentioned a little bit earlier that the Government Accountability Board, the GAB, the chief election authority in the state, you had said that they themselves were requesting hand counts across the state. This is not just Kloppenburg, but it's actually the GAB that is making this request?
From my reading of the statutes, which I'm no lawyer, I thought it was the candidate requested it.
Right.
It is, in this case, it is the Government Accountability Board that is requesting authority to count, to use hand tally as the final determination, and whether it's the hand tally for the entire state or whether it's the hand tally for just certain areas of the state, that's unclear at this point.
We want
to urge them to do the request, the hand tally for the entire state. And that's the only way we can get a full we can get the correct count.
Right.
Result.
Well, and obviously we'll have to get some more details on this as this story is just breaking within the past hour. Once again, repeating the news that Joanne Kloppenburg, Assistant Attorney General in Wisconsin, has asked for a statewide recount in that contentious race with Justice David Prosser that became a proxy battle between supporters and detractors of Governor Scott Walker. Now we've got paper ballots, 1.5 million of them across the state. The question is, will they be hand counted? And I suspect having the Government Accountability Board join in a request to the court for hand counts in some of these areas. And I have been looking at these numbers, Buzz. We're speaking with Buzz Davis, a supporter of Kloppenburg's and a union organizer, or at least a former union organizer out there. I've been looking at some of these numbers, and there are serious concerns about undervote rates, particularly in the county of Milwaukee, in the city of Milwaukee, where there was a whole bunch of votes for the county executive, Abley, who was a Democrat, who was taking the job that Scott Walker had vacated, and yet no vote at all on the same ballot for justice, in the Supreme Court race. That is a question. I'm going to, Buzz, I want to ask you to stay on the line. Actually, before I go to Sarah Mansky here, who we also have from Wisconsin, Buzz, I want to get an idea. You spoke with Joanne Kloppenburg in her house last night for 20 minutes as she was weighing her decision. Did she give you any sense last night when you were talking with her where she was in the process? Did she show her hand at all? The campaign has been very quiet over the past 2 weeks as far as what their intentions would be.
Well, she said that I have been struggling with this issue, you know, and then she started asking questions, and so I went into my spiel, and I thought, as I went through all these different rationales on why you have to decide to do the statewide recount, I thought, I feel like a lawyer summing up my case before the judge. And so she listened and asked various questions. And one of the things that a person has to learn when they go from being a citizen to a politician is that once you make that leap, you no longer represent yourself. You represent a whole body of hope and ideas that are connected to you, and that's what you have to make the decision on, not whether you think that you as an individual are worth spending $1 million on a recount or something. That you have to move away from that and say that I'm representing a group of people, and I owe it to them to do this thing, and this is the reason why we have a system in America which allows, in most places, that allows recounts, is that you use it when you need it. And it doesn't make any difference if it costs money, because that's the purpose of having the whole system in place to begin with.
Yeah, democracy kind of matters, doesn't it? Did you know her before, by the way, before you went to her house, brought these signatures up? You had never met her, and she let you into her house 20 minutes for this discussion on the night before she made this crucial decision today.
I knew she was a busy woman, and I said, well, I'm just dropping off this petition. It's 1,000 people that have signed it, and I tried to leave, and she says, Nora, you know, you're not leaving. Come in here. I want to talk. So
And
we went and we talked.
God love her. I've only got a few minutes left here, Buzz. Hang on the line. Let me bring in Sarah Mansky. She is of the Wisconsin Wave Foundation as well as the Liberty Tree Foundation. I had worked in years past, speaking of recounts, with her husband, Ben Mansky, back in the day during the 2004 election. She is out there in Wisconsin also fighting this same fight. Sarah Mansky, welcome to KPFK.
Welcome to all your listeners, Brad.
Thank you. What was your takeaway from that press conference today? And then I want to know, in the minute or so that we have left here, what can listeners do to help support this effort out there in Wisconsin?
Well, it was great. You know, we are very excited. As of, you know, this afternoon, yesterday, it looked as if she was not going to ask for a recount. And you know, so we called on our members and the people of the state to go and talk to her because she was feeling very isolated. And so we are asking people around the country, you know, to help us out here in Wisconsin. You can go to our website, wisconsinwave.org, and donate to the Wave. We're doing an inside-outside strategy, and the Wave is definitely the outside strategy, mobilizing the people of the state. You can also donate to the Kloppenberg campaign directly, because even though the state of Wisconsin is going to pay for this, if the Government Accountability Board decides that they are not going to do a complete hand recount, they may require the Kloppenberg campaign to pay for that.
Mm.
And it's really important that she have funds available to make sure that every state vote is hand counted. Because as you mentioned with Milwaukee, a lot of votes weren't counted there. Also with our optical scanning machines, there's often a 1% error rate, and that's way more than the margin of error.
Yeah, if you're lucky, Sarah Mansky, 1% error rate. I mean, in truth, if anybody is seeing the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, you can flip the entire election without detection unless you bother to count the hand-marked paper ballots. It's remarkable that, every election I have to come back to this, and people regard me as a conspiracy theorist when I say, oh, we've got ballots, why don't we count them?
Yeah. Well, with the 24-hour news cycle, when they have to know the immediate results within, 10 minutes after the polls close, they don't want to take the time to actually figure out who won in a race, and we need to slow the whole process down and get rid of these machines.
Well, the truth is, Sarah, that even in the 2 weeks subsequent when they were canvassing this race, they didn't bother to check any of those paper ballots to make sure that the machines had counted them accurately. And if we counted them at the precinct on election night in front of the entire public and posted the results decentralized at the precincts there before the ballots move anywhere, we wouldn't have questions of chain of custody. Everything would be visible to the public and the video cameras and everything else. And there would be we wouldn't have a problem with the timing, because in truth, there's not that many ballots at each precinct. They do this every year in New Hampshire. In 40% of the towns, they count them right then and there in front of the people. So there aren't these persistent questions about our elections and who really won and who really lost. As I always say, I don't care who really won or lost, as long as the person announced the winner really is the winner. And that we can only know if we count these ballots publicly in front of the world. I'm short on time here. So Sarah Mansky, thank you for the work that you're doing out there. WisconsinWave.org. My thanks also to Leslie Buzz Davis for the good work you're doing. Buzz, is there a website you can give?
Pardon?
Is there a website you can give out for folks?
Well, people will be able to go and put into their browser, call for hand count in Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then it will come up.
Call for hand count in Wisconsin Supreme Court. My own organization, by the way, protectourelections.org, is also calling for a hand count. I want to thank everyone for their support here, listening to me today. We'll be back next week, same Brad time, same Brad channel. Until then, you can get me on the Twitters at the Brad Blog, and of course, more coverage of this breaking story throughout the week at bradblog.com. Good night, America.